I went to Catholic high school. You went to Catholic high school, right?
Yeah.
So West Coast Catholic high school is like mostly Filipino.
Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. There's tons.
Man, Phil, how do you not listen to a word I've said in our friendship?
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race, but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice,
where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice.
If you've got a question, but you're scared to ask, just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. My name's Turner Sparks.
And we back with the real deal, Feel the Thrill. Miss y'all.
Behind the glass, we got Joe the Muscle Russell on the ones and twos, flipping the switches, turning the dials. How you doing, Joe?
You're listening to the radio.
Oh!
Rush Limbaugh.
We got the Maharishi back there. Some Rastafarians in the house.
Yeah, that was nice.
I've had 20 oxycodones.
R.I.P. Rush Limbaugh. We got your guest, Wilfred Padua, coming up in just a second. Fantastic stand-up comedian in New York City. Before all this, we got to thank new Patreon subscribers. Nice. What's up, everybody? Shout out. We got Alexander Dickinson coming in. We got Peter Ballou in Hong Kong. I think I'm pronouncing his last name
Peter
correctly.
Peter Ballou in Hong Kong. What's up? The Far East.
What's up, Peter? We got Joe Ellis in California. Terry Headley, my cousin Terry.
Terry Headley.
Heatley?
That's your cousin.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
She's married now for like 10 years. So it's gonna, and I stay with her whenever I tour out to Oregon. Yeah, it's her husband. You know, you take
that. Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, cousin Terry.
They open their home to you.
This is the worst hello to my cousin on a podcast.
They open their home to you.
I stay there all the time.
Learn their name.
Whenever I tour Oregon.
It's not there. They're not asking for much.
Cousin Terry, what's up? Drew Fralick finally signed up. Drew, the guy who writes in all the time.
Yeah, Drew.
We shamed him into signing up.
I said, hey, we're going to keep bullying your ass, too. We need some more money.
Dude, we threatened him if he didn't sign up, we would fly to Detroit and beat him up.
Straight up to 313.
And finally, Kenan, what's up? Came in for $20 a month, but he said he likes the name Gentrifiers, so he doesn't want to change it.
Nice!
So
we're keeping it.
We're still the Gentrifiers is the name of our Patreon subscriber fan club.
Oh.
So if you come in for $20 a month, you get to name the group.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, okay.
And I can't remember what our original name was, but then the second guy who came in was like, it's going to be his middle name's Gentry.
Tugboats.
The Tugboats was the first, yeah, from Tugout in Utah.
Yeah, Tugout.
And then we got Gentrifiers from Will Prechuck.
Yeah.
And everybody's now just like
Gentrifiers. Who knows? It might stick forever.
That
might be hard, though.
Wilfred, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, thanks
Young
for having
Padawan.
Me.
We got to have you on this show because you tried to have me on your show the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't do it because of the name of the show, and we can't, I don't even, so he has a great podcast. Everyone check it out. Just go to your Instagram.
Yeah,
I don't even think we can name your show.
I wasn't acting like
it's Voldemort or some shit.
On this show, it has to do with a country I used to live in.
Yeah. He walked into the room and he's like, oh, fuck.
Imagine planning out your whole day. I'm going to go. I go to the studio. You know, you take
Did you
the
still
day.
Do it?
No, I didn't do it.
You know what I wanted to do was have him on the podcast and have him wear a black bag over his head.
Oh, like the unknown.
That would have been fire.
The unknown guest.
So let me tell you what these motherfuckers are really about.
So I just couldn't do the show. So we sat down and we just talked about like TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, we hung out for a while.
We hung out for like an hour. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I literally can't do this. So
when are we going?
Well, now that I didn't do this podcast, we can go anytime.
Yeah.
We need to do a live show over there.
Live show in Shanghai would be fantastic.
I will not be there.
Yeah. Based on the name of your show, I don't think
what
they're
going to What is your ethnicity?
You.
Filipino.
Oh, you one of the cool ones.
Well, sure. Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
I fuck with them the most.
What is that?
One of the cool ones, you know. Because, you know, like the lighter ones, they be a little more bougie, a little more racist. They call y'all the jungle Asians.
Yes.
So you like one of us.
So here, actually, you know what? There's this conversation that me and Jeff Sheen, my co-host, have been having. Because I saw this study, and in the study they were trying to figure out whether or not people thought Asians were more like white people, or if their experience in America was more like other people of color.
Mm.
70% guess. How about you guys guess?
Japanese and Chinese are like, I feel white.
Well, no, well so I? They asked
if you
non-Asians.
Oh.
Remember Patrice O'Neill had that bit?
Yes.
Where he goes, America was black people and white people. And then Mexicans came and Asians came. And the Asians picked white and the Mexicans picked black.
Yeah. I like that. That's pretty fun. I haven't heard that.
So here's what I want you guys to guess. 70% of black or white, which one, 70% of this demographic said that Asians were more like white people.
I would say black people said that Asians are more like white people.
Yeah, that's what I would agree with.
I would say that white people also said the same thing.
Yeah. No, white people said 70% of white people said that they were like white people.
Said Asians were like white people.
And then black people, it was like 24% said that they were more like white people.
So we fuck with
so
y'all.
So you guys took us in.
Yeah, and we knew, trust me, I've seen how y'all dress. Y'all fuck with our culture. They even started doing cornrows over there in certain parts of
Asia. Oh, yeah.
It's getting real, real chingy in
there. We took breakdancing from you guys. Like, you guys have
everything. Y'all like, you know, the way y'all talk, and like, I've seen some gangsta ass Asians. I'm like, that's Ricky Tan's son. That motherfucker gangsta as hell. Nah, you know, it's just one of them things. I like it, but I've seen the difference, and I've heard other Asians be like, well, you know, like Filipino, Vietnamese, considered jungle Asians, which means they're kind of mistreated by lighter Asians.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it goes both directions.
Y'all don't fuck with them, neither them.
Yeah, yeah. Asians, it's such a huge continent that every country hates someone in it.
Gotcha. You got beef. You got an op somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember the breakdancing in the Olympics?
Yeah, Laser, the white
lady. What was her name?
Reagan. I said right. Laser.
So, I don't know if you actually watched the full thing, but the Japanese people were by far the best in the... For some reason, there was no black people.
Which was in a dance competition.
It was just like none.
In a dance competition. And yeah. One brother.
It was like whites and Asians.
But all the judges wore durags and Kangols. It was a mockery. The whole thing.
I used to break dance in high school.
Okay.
So I'm like, and I still have it pop up pretty frequently on Instagram. No one's black in it anymore.
Yeah, no.
Did
black people stop breakdancing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like a while ago. Like a long
after
time.
After Run
ago.
DMC. After that happened.
Like because when I was in high school, this is like early 2000s, there were barely any black people
breakdancing.
Yeah.
No,
my high school, the Asians were all breakdancing.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, there was like cardboard on the ground? They would just like battle it out?
I think. Maybe. I don't know. I went to Catholic high school. You went to Catholic high school, right?
Yeah.
So West Coast Catholic high school is like mostly Filipino.
Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. There's tons.
Man, Phil, how do you not listen to a word I've said in our friendship?
I'd be having a lot going on.
We've done podcasts together where we had to talk for an hour, and I'm sure I've said all of these details.
In my defense, I've done hundreds of podcasts. That's not fair. Sometimes I'm just like hearing things, but I didn't know. I didn't know.
I knew you were black the whole time I was,
I was here. Oh yeah, your first question was what type of Asian are you? Right?
Yeah, I knew you were black the whole time. Where am I from?
A Carolina.
Damn.
Hey,
that's good.
That's close enough.
It's a Carolina though.
Both. I'm growing both, but yeah, South Carolina, North Carolina. But damn, I'm sorry, Wilfred. We are friends. That was so disrespectful of me. I'm like, so you know everything about me.
Oh yeah, so anyway, the Asians at my high school, like it was my school, I think it's 30%.
You went
Asian.
To an all-boys high school too?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesuit high school.
Yeah, yeah.
What's Jesuit mean?
It's a denomination of the Catholics. It's a right?
It's like, it's like Jewish Catholic?
They're kind of, the Jesuits are like a little
just
bit more.
Both start with J. They were the Catholic priests that were into education.
Yes, right? They're a little bit more education.
And they were
focused.
Pretty like.
Which ones
liberal?
Do the fondling?
Oh, the that's all over
that's
the
everybody.
Place. You can't.
Damn.
Yeah, that's everybody. Yeah. Did you get the
sect.
Email?
What email?
Like 5, 10 years
y'all
ago.
Y'all maybe owed some money.
No, unfortunately, there was
what Papa Francis did to y'all. Yeah.
There was no payout, unfortunately. Yeah. But there was an email that went around my high school, you know, the school sent to my high school maybe like 10 years ago. I don't know, 5, 10 years ago. And it was like, hey, just letting everybody know, tomorrow there's going to be a news report in the Boston Globe. Some of the names you might recognize of the priests who...
So you knew some of the priests that got caught up in
there
the
were
recall?
Five priests from my high school.
Wow.
That got hit in the RICO?
Yeah, over the course of like 30 years, you know? I think one or two.
That's actually pretty, that's very innocent numbers.
It's not bad.
For a Catholic church.
Five in 30 years is pretty low.
Yeah.
So, there was two there when I was there, though.
Oh, okay.
And one of the guys, one of the priests.
You knew he was a pervert.
I knew he was off. He hated me because I wasn't Catholic. He hated any non-Catholics, but he loved the Catholic kids. And they were all like, he made them kind of fight over being teacher's pet. You know what I mean?
Oh.
And me and Davud Mezbah, he could not.
Why was Davud there?
I don't know. Davud's parents got mixed up and sent him to.
They thought it was a Hindu school.
They sent him to the Catholic school.
What are you doing here, Davud?
And I was just a Protestant. But to him, me and Davud were equally going to hell, right?
Right. And he couldn't fuck no kid going to hell.
I think he realized that he had no control over
You
us.
Think that's where his line is? He's like, this kid. hell might be an STD I'll catch from this kid.
He had morals. Listen, there was a line.
Right. His soul is damned. I can't fuck that. Yeah, that's crazy.
But in reality, I think he knew that he had no power over us.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because y'all didn't fear the Catholic Church.
Because he's not like, hey, if you're really good, you could be an altar boy next week. Like, we don't want to be the altar boy. Right. But the other kids, oh, man, I don't know what happened. Somewhere... It went sideways somewhere.
Oh, it definitely went in sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Do you know
anything with your school or no? You didn't get that email, I guess.
You mean my high school?
By the way, I still love my high school. They've you know cleaned it up.
You donated some money to them?
I have in the past. Yeah.
Me too. I love my high
school. They're super supportive of me. I did stand up there like a year ago. They had me come back and do stand up for the alumni, like a fundraiser thing for parents, all that stuff.
My high school is ashamed of me. It's a very, very wealthy private school in South Carolina. And I don't know if I've panned out.
As you're drinking a 40 on the show.
I don't understand why they wouldn't choose me. Seems racist.
You're not the shining example. You went to grad school. You got more education than I do. Grad school education, right?
Yeah, I went to grad school in Miami of Ohio.
Did you finish it?
No, I'm 9 hours away from my master's.
Oh, really?
9 hours? We could bang that out on the pod.
We probably could, honestly.
Patreon level.
If we'll
have different professors
dude,
come in.
Dude, if we hit 1,000, Phil finishes his grad
yes!
degree.
Yes! There we go!
I would be so mad if the money started. I was like, nah, fuck that. I would be so pissed.
Wouldn't be enough money to cover the classes.
It would not. Yeah. A book is 600.
And what's it for?
Nine credits.
Sports management? Yeah. Oh, I have my master's. Agent.
I wanted to be a sports agent. I thought that's what, and Miami of Ohio has a great kinesiology program. It's one of the top, and the sports management was in that program. So sports marketing and management. And yeah, and I was so close. And truth be told, I've never told you about this. 9 hours away, they kicked me out. I started losing focus. My GPA dropped to a 2.9. You had to maintain a 3.0.
Jeez,
the scholarship
that's such
I was on.
Oh, okay.
I was on a scholarship, so I had to maintain a 3.0. And I was like, well, if I got to pay for this, I'm not finishing.
Were you like a really good student?
Horrible student. Just I'm intelligent. So like when I want to do it, I can do it. Like I can cut it on and get it done. But like I'm always going to procrastinate on the research paper. Like I had like actual. I taught college courses. When I was there, I was a grad assistant, so I had to teach.
Professor Phil Duckett.
I taught college courses at Miami of Ohio, and guess what class they made me teach? I'll never believe it.
What?
Power walking.
What is
I was that a, I was a, I was a power walking teacher.
You were a PE?
Yeah, PE, but only power walking. I didn't do PE. I had a power walking class, so I mostly had seniors who needed a credit to graduate or like incoming freshmen who needed a PE course, and so I was like the coolest fucking teacher too.
Power walking is all about the hips.
Yeah, you cannot like you actually. It's almost like running, but if your heel and toe are off the ground at the same time, you're disqualified. So they have to. It has to be walking. But the way they do it, and I used to show YouTube videos of people passing out at the Olympics power walk. I was like, look at this pussy.
See, his form's messed up.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
Like, yeah, look at that.
I saw that in the Olympics. Yeah. I went to the Olympics. And we watched power walking.
I was a power walking teacher.
Thing.
That was my question for today: is do black people power walk?
There were a couple of. Anomalies.
When does it become a run, though?
once your foot, so your foot, you cannot have the foot off the ground. Like so, either the heel or the toe has to be touching the ground at all times. But they can never both be off the ground at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool.
So there's a real like rhythm.
There's actual
yeah. If we hit 1,000, we're getting you your graduate degree.
No, you're not, dude. Get the fuck. Well, I'm not. I'm gonna have to transfer my credits, and that means I'd probably be further.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
From nine.
We'll get people to come in here and teach you on the show.
Dude, imagine. Oh, man, that'd be
sick. Maybe this will be good enough. This podcast will blow up, and then you'll be like an honorary.
Honorary.
I get my honorary doctorate.
Like Dr.
Oh, and I'm Dr. Phil. I would literally put that on everything.
There you go. Like Dr. Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I was like,
right?
Well, I'm a doctor. At Temple. So, yeah, I'm that asshole. I'm like, well, I am a doctor.
Yeah. Honorary degree. All of a sudden, you're giving the graduation
somebody
speech.
Somebody passes out in a restaurant. Is there a doctor here? I was like, I don't know, none.
That'd be so funny. You're like, hey, so you got to bring me up as Dr. Phil Duckett.
Dude, I was out in Long Island. I don't know if I told this on the show already, but I was in Long Island. You know, have you guys done comedy out there? Like the Governor's Comedy
Never.
Club? So there's a whole world of like older comedians out there, right? And one of the guys, they were telling me, they were talking shit about this one guy. And they're like, this one guy's his character is he's a doctor, like a medical doctor. That's his act, but he's not actually a doctor. Mm-hmm. You know how there's like the policeman comic, but usually those guys are retired mm-hmm. police officers. So this guy's whole thing is he's a retired doctor, but he's never been a doctor. And they were like, yeah, one of these shows that like a month ago, somebody passed out in the club and he's on stage and they're like, we need a doctor. And he had to drop the act and be like, I'm sorry.
Forget about
I'm
it.
I'm not a real doctor.
Oh, man.
Completely
that's so
ruined his
funny.
Whole career.
Yeah,
right
they were like, it was over.
They were like, this fucking jerk off.
All right. Should we get to the questions?
We should, because I'm interested to see how the Vietnamese think. When
we got a lot
questions.
Of black and white advice questions
coming Vietnamese.
Up right after. Did you say that you think he's Vietnamese?
Filipino.
There we go. Wilfred's like, I've known you for a decade. You were my old roommate. We lived together.
My bad.
My sister married your brother. We're related.
He's Vietnamese. Nope. It just hit me.
We'll be right back with your black and white advice questions after the break.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back with your black and white advice questions and answers. First question comes from Mike in Long Island City, New York. He says, to improve ratings, should the NBA All-Star game just go black people versus white people?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I know the All-Star game sucks lately, but we want it to still be competitive. No, we couldn't do that.
White people
no.
are coming around, brother.
White people are coming around. Okay, you got one Luka Doncic. Okay,
Jokic,
Austin Reeves, you got Caruso. Do you put them against all the black people? They're still going to get cooked, all right? Yes, are they the reincarnation of Jerry West and Pistol Pete?
Let me ask you a question. What do you do with a Steph Curry?
What do you mean? What
he's half. You have
he's
to have
not,
a draft.
Are y'all fucking joking me right now? Stephen Curry's a brother. Don't ever be disrespectful.
Is he not half?
His daddy black and his mama black. How
no,
could he be half?
She's white.
His mama is not white. She's mixed.
Oh, really?
Is his dad mixed?
No. Full. So full. Versus what a half.
I almost
it
said
is
that.
Full. Okay.
I almost said that
now
same
let me tell you. Even in slavery times, 25%, one drop. It was the one drop rule. One drop made you a nigga. So 20%. If you were 20% black, you was considered black.
But at some point,
he's black as shit. Don't do that.
At some point, they updated it to the paper bag rule.
No, they didn't. That's only for
what's that rule?
That's not even a paper bag rule. Is what the sorority Alpha Kappa Alphas used to use to deny you from their sorority.
If you're any darker than a paper
bag,
oh my god,
you can't be.
Really?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So colorism is a real thing in the black community. Light skinned black people always talk shit about black. Dark skin always talk shit about light skin. It's a real thing.
Okay. Let's go back. What about like if Blake Griffin in his prime? What?
Blake Griffin is black. What the fuck does?
He's half.
Okay, and we still go by slave rules. Again, the one drop rule.
So if there was a black team versus a white team, the black anyone that's like 1% black would be drafted to the black team.
Yeah, for sure. If their hair is, if their hair curls,
I don't know if that's
if they got that curl in their hair, as your white people call it, if they have that nap, he's a
okay.
Phil, but
so who's not really black to you? Like what?
No, nothing. Not really black. It's the question of like. All right, first of all, let's go back to just the game.
I didn't
itself.
Make the slavery rules. Y'all made them. All right, it's the one drop rule. Joe can look that up at the end.
Y'all,
the one drop.
I specifically made them.
Hey, listen. Okay, skin folk, kin folk. It's your cousins. They made the rules.
All right. Well, in that case, there still are white people in the NBA. I think the question was more about ratings. Would more people watch if this is the game? I think the answer is unquestionably yes. No one watches the NBA All-Star game now.
It's trash.
Literally no one watches
it. But
you
think if they only said black versus white, you have to be full-blooded white.
For sure more people would watch.
It'd be a very dangerous game.
That's not the question.
Oh.
The question is, would more people watch?
That is actually, yes,
it's
absolutely.
It's a very great question then. Yes.
People the question would, is, what
for
do you do
one
with
year.
Jeremy Lin?
For one
like, if he was still around.
That's not a thing.
Well, there's that little Japanese guy.
Oh, yes. the new one on Memphis is for
Yeah.
Were you a huge Jeremy Lin guy?
No, I think there was a part of me that was like,
you want him to fail.
No, I was jealous.
Like, this should be me.
Yeah, I was like, I wanted to be like, because I wanted
to
be. I used to.
Okay.
My knees are too sensitive these days.
Gotcha. Mm.
But yeah, I think I was a little jealous of that he broke the glass ceiling for us.
Yeah. Who would be the Filipino, I guess, the number one athlete? Pacquiao.
I was going to say Manny Pacquiao. Right? I was not even close. Yeah.
But you know what we're doing right now is we're claiming a lot of half black, half Filipinos.
Well, because y'all get down with the Nesquik.
Is Jordan Clarkson?
That's one of them.
Right?
He's Filipino and black?
Yeah.
What about Hachimura? Oh, that's Japanese. He's black and Japanese.
Yeah, he's black and Hachimura. Japanese. Well, you got Eric
But y'all Colston. Are starting to really fuck with blacks. Y'all starting to really open up for
I
us.
Think, honestly, it, I think it's both. You guys have been fucking
No,
with
we've
us
always thought y'all was kind of bad. You know what I mean? We always fuck with exotic women. Y'all was just like, they very exotic black, women. Very lazy. And then, like, y'all, and now y'all like, oh, no. Y'all fuck with it.
Well, I mean, it's sometimes. Like it, because I think a lot of it is like status for Asians. How do you move up a rung
right.
in status? And to be like a Filipino immigrant, like
with a professional athlete.
Well, to be a Filipino immigrant, maybe black might help you out because you integrate faster because you.
I fuck with y'all.
Yeah,
I've only had one Asian in my life, so I fuck with y'all because it's different. You know what I mean? I've never really been to the Far East. I've been with a couple Indians though.
They what kind?
American.
What?
They was American.
You probably
they,
wouldn't even know what country the, she's from. I was gonna ask you what kind.
I know
of,
they ain't have the smell. You know what I mean, she smelled American. She ain't had that curry smell. So.
Well, what kind of? Wait, you did you do a Southeast Asian?
She was from India.
Oh, you've only done Indian.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're like American Indian, like they smell good.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not trying to be rude. I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about.
So the NBA question. We'll agree to disagree. I think if the ratings would skyrocket.
I think the ratings would skyrocket.
And you're right. There would be, I don't think there would be as many fights because a lot of these guys are friends with each other. It's not like you're having strangers play against strangers. I think it would be better if there were
fans
fights.
Would be fighting while the game was going on.
Oh, it would
on.
Be American History X
it would
in
be
the
crazy.
Crowd.
Yeah, an all-white American national team.
No, that doesn't have to be American. American, they would just get destroyed.
That's what I thought
all
you were
white
saying.
Includes like...
Oh, you're talking about Luka.
Yeah, yeah, okay, include all the Europeans
gotcha.
And stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more
but
sense.
But I think it would be good for ratings for like 3 years.
Yeah, you're right. It's a gimmick.
While Trump's in office, it'd be a great idea.
Yes.
Honestly, no, it might be good forever. Because, look, I'm a soccer guy, and I root for my team even when we're losing.
Sure.
Real Madrid?
No, I'm an Arsenal fan. Huh? But no matter what, so I'm assuming white people are going to root for their team even though they're...
The white team, you mean?
Yeah, like there's you're still going to have white people rooting for the white team no matter what. Because even though they're bound to lose.
Well, it'll pretty quickly, if they start losing a lot in a row, like 10, it'll go to like, it's unfair.
It would have to be competitive the whole time.
They'll definitely start drafting half black people. So yeah.
Say, yeah. The one drop rule. Christie's no, thank you.
Will be on the team. You know?
Have you ever been to an Arsenal game?
No, they're so expensive.
I think I can get us there.
Really?
I know a chick from Tottenham and she goes to Arsenal games all the time.
She
told me, she's like, if I ever want to go, let me know. She'll
I crazy. Would love that. Dude, I was just in London in December.
Well, now that I'm single, I'm
That's
looking
all I
to start
wanted.
Traveling the world again. So.
Dude, wow, let's go to London and do stand-up.
I hear it's good.
It's very good.
I got a couple connections over there, too.
It's very good.
Get me on stage.
Have you done it?
Yeah. It's very good. Because I think a part of it is because, no shade, but they're not as good at stand-up as we are, right?
But they
and
love it.
But they've trained their audience, and also their audience is, like, their stand-up comes from theater, where ours comes from, like, cabaret, I guess. So their
vaudeville, right?
Their audiences listen more than we do.
I've heard, so I've never done stand-up in the UK, but I have worked with British comedians. You know, I've heard that it's a little more performative. Is that true? Like, almost like, do you know how sometimes there's comedians out of LA who are actors first and also comedians? Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's more of like a choreographed performance.
Little Sebastian Maniscalco.
Gotcha. So that's basically what you're saying. They're pretty fucking awful.
Is that
awful.
True? Because it comes from theater with the UK comics?
I think they,
it's not true. I don't really
They're
know
just a little more long-winded with their...
It takes a while to get to the punchline.
Y'all are saying a whole lot of words to say these motherfuckers ain't funny.
We're trying to be nice.
I'm not. Fuck what y'all. I'm like, what? You know what y'all... The way y'all are saying it, I'm like... So they're not that funny.
Yeah,
they're long-winded with the jokes. It takes a long time to get to the point. Suck, 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 suck is what I hear. And that's just fine. But the thing is, I've met some LA comedians that were really fucking funny. I've met some British comedians really fucking funny. But you're right. There's more that are not fucking good than they are. But you know what? It's not their fault. Because we've been spoiled by New York. We are the best comedians because we get way more stage time than anybody else. And that's how you get good at this shit, is being on stage, repetition.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So if you don't get the reps, even if you are a funny person, it's hard to compete with a New York comedian. So it's no disrespect when I say suck, suck, suck. I'm just like, they're compared to us when they come over here, it's always like, where the fuck did you all find him?
Well, we have it's just that you also have to be tighter with the punchlines.
Bang, 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 bang,
New
bang.
York City.
New York, they're like, just be funny, fuck face. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. And then it's the next show. There are four shows a night at the club.
Then I go to South Carolina. I was just performed in Charleston last weekend on a whim. I was going to surprise my mom for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I was at the airport. I called the club. I'm like, I'm going to be in town. Is there any chance I get a guest spot? And they were like, you can feature for Joe Mackey if you want to. I said, done.
Oh, done. I love Joe Mackey.
Yeah, and Joe, and he looked at me and he was like, I was like, I'm from here. He was like, oh shit, well, let's fucking do it. And great shows.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in the South, it don't even have to be. I was doing the bang, bang, bang the first show. And then I was like, I think I'm just going to tell stories the next show. Like, I went like high school stories. Guess what? Still killed.
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't have to have the punch up, the tagline. It was like,
because they have an attention span.
Yeah, I'm like, so I was like, so me and my mom were at the grocery store the other day. Like, I just start off like I'm talking.
Yeah.
To take everyone else's side on this, part of why we have to be tighter with the punchlines in New York is because the audiences have no attention span.
Yeah, they're ADD,
right?
And New York in particular, because you know, you go to if you're going to a show in North Carolina. That show, you've been waiting to go to that show all week.
Yeah.
Where here, if you're going to a show, you just got dinner. You've got another thing right after. Yeah. It's like, this is an errand to run.
It's a pit stop.
Yeah. Not only that, but you're like, we could have been at Wicked right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were going to go to a play, and then one guy in the group convinced us to go to this comedy show. This better be good.
So we came here instead of going to Hamilton, and now they expect you to be as good as Hamilton.
Yeah, you better not suck, because we could be at Hamilton.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Next question.
Next question. George in Chevy Chase, Maryland, wants to know, do black people believe in aliens?
Is Chevy Chase, Maryland, a real place?
Yeah.
It was named after the actor?
I think it's the other way around. It's a suburb, or maybe it's a coincidence.
You think the actor was named after the town?
I think so, or else that's a fake name, like it's a stage name, or maybe it's just a full-on coincidence.
That is a dark truth in White Library.
Ooh, it does sound like one, doesn't it, folks?
I think he was named after the town.
We're going to have
to. For sure, the town is not named after him.
Because the town was probably founded in 1710.
Yeah, it's a suburb of D.C.
I'm going to look it up for you guys.
Chevy Chase. No. We'll get it at the end.
We have a whole segment, Wilfred. Know your place.
Show the muscle rustles on it.
Jesus.
Look, do black people believe in aliens is the question.
Can I answer
go ahead.
A guess?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
A lot of my black friends are very into conspiracies.
Hmm. What elaborate? What? Which ones? What conspiracy? What
honestly, they're all so wild that I'm like, it's hard to keep track of them.
Okay, I had a guy. There's a comedian.
I felt wildly personal.
There's a comedian. Let me give you. I have an example. This is a one of one, so who knows if this is a widespread. This comedian who, I can't say his name on air, but you guys all know it. I'll tell you off. He showed up at the Lantern one night, and he goes, he just like corners me and starts talking about conspiracies. He's a black comedian, maybe in his early 50s. Do you know what I'm talking about? And he goes, Turner, let me ask you a question. How many oceans do you think there are? And I was like, oh, like, you mean seven? There's seven seas? He goes, no. How many, like, full oceans? I'm like, I don't know, one? And he's like, ha! There's two. And he said that there's an ocean below the ocean. There's like, it's a glass bottom at the bottom of the ocean, and then there's a whole other ocean below that.
So this man watched the movie The Meg and was like, there's a thermal layer.
And then he also said the sun's a giant light bulb.
Uh-huh. I thought I knew who you were talking about, but the person I'm thinking of is no way this fucking dumb. So I'm like, never mind. I was like,
But those are the kind of conspiracies I'm into. I'm into those conspiracies because I don't. They're new. I don't mind if you have a conspiracy as long as it's something I've never considered my life.
The one
those are fun.
The one I do recall was the. This was around the Sandy Hook shooting, and so I had. And I'm also, to be fair, I'm referring to like. Maybe four black people, but they were like, oh, I'm pretty sure that was a hoax. Like they really fell
the
into
the babies getting slaughtered was a hoax. You know, they just sued that white man for talking that bullshit on the podcast.
Yeah. But he lost his whole business.
Lost his whole thing.
Whatever his name
hundreds
is.
Of millions.
Yeah.
For saying it was fake.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Yeah. So, no.
So what's the answer? Do black people believe in aliens?
Absolutely. Are you out of your fucking, first of all, you'd be an idiot not to believe in aliens.
I do too.
You'd be crazy to think that we are the only species capable of making life on, when we are, like, we're one small planet in a universe that's in a major galaxy. Like, I mean, we don't have the technology to see the other ones, but I can assure you there's other shit going on.
There's something else going on.
There's other shit going on, and the government knows it too, which is why they don't talk about it and they make it.
Conspiracies.
It's not a conspiracy. They would not make an Area 51 for a conspiracy theory. There is things there.
They're burying something in the desert.
They've seen things. We've seen things that we don't explain, but nobody, and then it just disappears.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you there is.
Do you think when aliens land, they'll be considered more black or white?
I don't think we'll have a chance to decide. They're
we'll
going to kill.
Be dead.
They'll kill everybody. Because here's the thing that we've always said: conspiracy or not, if there is other life forms and they have the technology to get here, they have the power to destroy us instantly because we can't get to them. So our technology is limited.
It's the only way we'll have world peace, but we'll be getting attacked from the outside. But we'll all be on the same team,
right? Exactly. They're like, black people ain't so bad. You seen this green motherfucker?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, yeah, I believe that they do. What do you think, Turner?
What? Do aliens exist?
Do
black people think aliens exist?
Do black people exist?
Black people, that's it's a figment
of
your
imagination. That's a wild thing to say. We're still in February,
well,
my boy.
There is a far... So some people do respond in the comments to this show, and they go, this is a far left-wing thing, and they'll say that... race is a construct.
It is.
You heard that?
Yeah, I've seen
that.
And
basically,
all the time.
What they're trying to say is there is no, your show doesn't make sense because there is no such thing as black people and white
people.
And
yet, they still take the time to type that, so it does matter. we need the interaction.
But they don't, like, no, they haven't taken, like, history into account.
But the thing is, those are Europeans. The people that are commenting this a lot of times, at least on the Italian thing,
it's far left white people.
But I found this mostly Europe, and they were like, race is only a thing in America. We don't see black and white.
Oh, they say that too.
Yeah, they say that. In Europe, we don't. And I'm like, y'all racist as fuck over there.
They're so racist.
Yeah, y'all racist as fuck over there.
But the reason why, like, no one's racist in Norway is because they don't have anything to be racist
towards. Of course.
Right.
It's all white people.
There's nothing
there. We've never taken your job on the varsity basketball team, so you have no reason to hate us.
Most countries in the world, everyone looks like
them,
whatever that thing is.
Unless you're Russian or Turkish. All those major empires have a mixture of people you would have no... Like, I've seen Turkish women that look like really Middle Eastern, and then I've seen completely white blonde people.
They're mixed.
Because the empires were so big in the beginning.
Africa meets Europe.
Yeah, well, yeah. Russia, same thing. They had so many countries that they had under their power, even once it dismantled. Everybody speaks Russian, but, like, Kazakhstan women look like Asians to me. Like, when I've seen them, you know, I'm like, you're Russian? Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I think it also depends on... I'm very educated, nigga. I've been around.
I'm not...
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I don't know if you can say
he
that.
Takes
either.
One wrong credits away. One wrong stab at my ethnicity.
9 credits away. All right, next question. This is from our new Patreon subscriber, Alexander.
What up, Big A?
What's up, Alexander?
Big Dick.
Anybody who subscribes on Patreon gets priority. Their questions are always answered on the show. He says, I'm a 45-year-old white dude in a blue dot of Nebraska. I live in the Omaha area. I have a decent audio system in my car and still listening to Notorious B.I.G. when I drive.
Oh, you are in a blue circle.
Here we go. Is it okay for me to say the N-word when I'm rapping along?
Take the blue circle away from him.
With the tracks. Wait, let me finish. Let me finish. He's a Patreon subscriber. He says, mind you, I never use the N-word in any conversations. I feel like censoring myself when the beats are hitting is cumbersome. Phil, if you want to call me an N-word in some fashion on the podcast for asking the question, I'll take it. And if it makes any difference, I use washcloths when I shower.
Well, how about this?
That's a great question.
He's a real fan. He's a real fan.
Here's the question that I want to ask before you get into this, because you are the one who gets to say whether or not he gets to say this word. But what tier is Patreon subscriber? Because maybe
he's the highest.
Oh, he's the highest?
No, he's not. That was Kenan who was the highest.
Because maybe if he's a $20 one, then maybe he gets the
I'm
right to
say I'm not
selling
my soul for $20.
At
Wilfred.
What level are you allowed to say whatever you want?
Get me back to grad school. We'll talk.
Alexander's either in the 5 or the 10. I haven't looked it up.
Well, you definitely... Now, let me tell you. Here's the thing. I'll tell you this. I will never give out a N-word pass. At my big grown age. Now, when I was a kid, when I was like in high school, I was like, oh man, Cody's cool. You can say it. I know he doesn't mean anything by it. Yeah, I should have been lynched. But I'll tell you this. I respect that you are aware enough to like say, I know this is wrong. Listen, you a grown ass man. You got to make your own decisions. Decisions have consequences. So you going to have to make that call on your own. But if you going to enjoy the full song, because the song don't hit the same without. So if you gonna enjoy the full song, I would suggest you lock your doors to your car and roll them windows up and do what it is that you do. But yeah, don't tell nobody about it. Don't tell me about it. I don't want it. It's gonna make me look at you different. But I get it. But my biggest question to you is why you wanna say it?
It makes the song better.
You know, but then they wanna say it in real life. So I'm hanging with my Yeah, it makes everything better.
It does. I practice it at home. And it's a lot of fun to say. It is.
But the thing is, you going to have way more slack because you's a jungle Asian. Jungle bunnies. Y'all going to get a pass every time.
So how do you feel? Let's say he was a...
I know Asians say all the time.
Oh, I mean...
And it's like Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. And when I first moved here, I didn't understand. I had never heard it before.
From
a non-black person. Where I'm from, it's just black people to say. You can't, nobody else can say it.
Yeah.
You get to New York and it's Dominicans, Puerto Rican, and they saying it more than black people.
Way more.
You know what I mean? And then you start to live here and you're like, well, they live 10 times harder than has ever lived. They be broke as hell. Yeah. They are going through the struggle. So it makes sense. You know what I mean? Who am I, Superman, supposed to enforce a whole community not to say it? Or do I understand that they are minorities that get treated like dog shit too?
I will say, when I moved here, and there are Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, who look as white as me, right? Maybe not as white as me.
There have been some fair-colored people that I've heard say,
white.
And they're like, I'm Puerto Rican. I don't like that.
And I'm like, it was shocking to me.
Yeah, because you're like,
is that a white guy just walking down the streets in New York City saying the N-word?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to ask, I mean, you answered the question, like, what about, like, a Chinese guy or a Korean guy?
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I don't like that.
So what's, do you have like, is yours like a paperback test too?
Yeah, you. I told you, you from the trenches, you a jungle.
Okay.
So I'm like, if you said it, I'd be like, Wilfred feeling himself.
Feeling himself.
But I
All
get
right.
it.
Phil, what's like an alternative someone could say? Like if I wanted to like change the word in the song.
My ninja.
All right.
These ninjas.
As an Asian, I take offense to that one.
See, there you go. Yes.
But ninjas flows the same way. Ninjas.
I do think that should be the decision of the Asian people. Asians are like, no, you have to say the N-word. We don't like, we are now.
Oh, now we're ninjas, huh?
Ninjas in Paris. Yeah.
Literally what people put in emojis every time. Ninjas in Paris.
With attitudes. All right, that's the show, except for a couple last things. We got to do a White Lies and Dark Truths. And then for our Patreon subscribers, Alexander and everybody else, stick around. We got the bonus show coming up right after you hear the music at the end of this show. Stay tuned. There'll be more for you. If you want to get involved with that, go to patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice. Throw in $5 a month and you get the full show.
What's $5, dog?
It's nothing.
Just throw it in.
A month.
A month.
It's nothing. We got more benefits coming up soon. We're going to announce for that $5 too. All right, Joe, White Lies and Dark Truths. What do we got? What do we get right? What do we get wrong?
Well, folks, you guys are talking about the Jesuits at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I did a little research on the Jesuits. The Jesuits are known as the Society of Jesus. They're a Roman Catholic religious order of priests and brothers. They're the largest male religious order in the Catholic Church.
There's definitely some pedophilia in that group.
Well, there isn't all of them.
The largest Catholic of male men.
Yeah,
they don't sing some little booty. All the
priests.
Damn.
And Phil brought up the one drop rule. It's a legal principle that states that anyone with an African ancestry is black, also known as the one black ancestor rule. And it's something from the 1600s.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All the way to the All-Star
game. All the way to the, that's what I'm saying, the one drop rule. One drop.
Yeah, yeah.
You got one in your family, you black as fuck.
Well, you should tell Adam Silver before this NBA All-Star game that this is how it goes.
We're going to take everybody.
You'll find Luka Doncic. You're like, no, way back.
He has Moroccan in him. He's African.
There was a Moroccan that went to Slovenia.
When you were talking about the one drop rule during that conversation, I thought you guys were talking about a basketball thing. Like you can't drop the ball more than once.
Like a triple threat position.
See?
And then the last thing, the town of Chevy Chase, Maryland is not named after the actor Chevy Chase. The town's name comes from a tract of land called Chevy Chase, which is part of a larger area of hunting, blah, 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 blah.
From Indians.
But Chevy Chase, the actor, his real name is Cornelius Crane Chase.
Nailed it! Cornelius Cranium?
Crane Chase. And then the...
Sounds like an Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, he does.
And he got the name Chevy just from his grandma.
Wow. And then Chase, he just made up.
No, it's his real last name is Chase. Yeah. Cornelius Crane Chase.
Cornelius Crane.
So it's coincidence, basically.
He sounds like the nemesis of the Headless Horseman. Cornelius Crane.
That is it, everybody. That's the show. Tell your friend. Thank you for subscribing. Our followers, our listeners are going up. Our viewers are going up every single week. Keep telling your friends. Keep subscribing to the Patreon. Patreon subscribers, stick around. Everybody else, stay black.
Be damn right.
You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice and give it black and white advice. Black and white advice.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.